Hi, everybody. Well, tonight is Saturday night, and the date is March 28th, 2015. And this is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And we'll be doing some clearings here. So think of an emotional situation that you may have had, maybe today or during the week. And here we go. Going to help you release that energy. So definitely think about it. Look at it if you like. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, here we go. We'll do maybe let's do trauma. If you have any trauma kind of lurking in your energy field, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll do a clearing maybe for anxiety. So here we go. When you're anxious, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We're going to clear today's date. So today is 3/28/2015. We'll also do tomorrow, too, since we don't have a program on the radio. But we are going to have our 8-hour conference call coming up. And that's 10 o'clock Pacific, 1 o'clock Eastern. So here you go, everybody. Clearing today's date. I'll just do the whole date together. So here we go. Releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And tomorrow's date, which is Sunday, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's make sure that you're out here in the present moment, and we'll bring in the light beams. So here we go. Do your finger exercise. Use your index finger. Make sure it's pointed upward, and just move your hand in front of you and just sort of see where your finger is. It should be pointing directly on center. If it is, you're in the present moment. If it's to the left or the right of being off center, then you know that you're not here. So where are you? So let's get you back here. So I'll get you back into the now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And now we're going to energize the light beams here. And again, I'm bringing in strictly male energies. So if you have three of them up, each one will have three light beams. If you only have one picture up, then you have three light beams also. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And here we go again. Next light beam, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And the last light beam, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we'll turn it over to our co-host, Ann, tonight. So, Ann, are you, Kathy, are you out there?
Yes, I am, and I'm sure Ann's around, too. Hi, Ann.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, Ron.
It's really that your middle names are Kathy and Ann. That works out well, too, doesn't it?
Yeah, actually, my middle name is Ann. So not that far off. But anyways, welcome, everybody. And as Ron said, today is March 28th, 2015. And, Ron, we appreciate you clearing the energies of today and also tomorrow's dates, since for some people who are listening, it already is tomorrow, and for half of the country, it's going to be tomorrow very soon. So we'll have a clean slate in that regard. And I just wanted to mention, too, that if anyone new is listening and they haven't yet found the chat room Ron is on, we do make it easy by going to the bbsradio.com Creation Lightship Healings program. And we're on station 2, of course, but any of the Creation Lightship Healing BBS Radio websites can take you to our fast chat. And they're over on the left side is a little box that says click fast chat. And if you click that from the BBS Radio Station 2 website for Creation Lightship Healing, it'll take you right to the feedback forms. We have a CLS Fast Chat feedback form that you can fill out. Also on that page are the multiple light beam faces They're beautiful drawings of a male non-gender and a female light being that Ron just referred to when he did the light being activation. So you can get to that page. It will have not only the feedback form but the light beings, and that will make it easy for you to stay with the light beings while the show is in progress, because he activates them for peace energy from source energy for us during the program. And it makes us feel very peaceful and calm while we listen to what Ron has to say and the teachings from divine energy. So you click on the fast chat feedback form, and you can type in what you'd like to know or comments you'd like to share with Ron, and they will be sent to the co-host confidentially to be read to Ron over the program tonight. Those that weren't read, maybe they were received a little bit later in the program, we couldn't get to them, will be saved for the next program. Okay, so that's how you connect with us on the feedback CLS chat connection. And that website, in case you don't want to go through the chat link, is clschat.weebly.com. clschat.weebly.com. And so, Ron, tonight we have some responses to what you were discussing on Wednesday when you had just returned from the New Life Expo in New York. There were four workshops that you did, and two of them have been filmed and are now on a YouTube channel and will soon be on your YouTube channel. But what you had discussed on Wednesday is that they are now on Mr. Oxygen's YouTube channel, part one and part two. And those who missed Wednesday's program will appreciate knowing that they can look at those YouTube videos on Mr. Oxygen 1 is what it's called. You want to search for Mr. Oxygen and the number 1. And he has generously made them available. Right now, until they can get put on Ron's YouTube channel, because Ron just got back from New York and he has a lot of things to catch up on, and it was a very good expo there. So you can see the expo, things that are happening on the YouTube channel. And so anyway, apparently a listener on Wednesday looked into that YouTube channel and thought it really fascinating and was very receptive to, you know, following along and listening, and had some kind of comments and questions for you, Ron.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, it's regarding the clone decloning workshop that you did on the part two. And during that that workshop, you explained very well what would be happening, and you had several volunteers come up to the room, front of the room, and they were then decloned, and then you asked for feedback, and a lot of them said that they felt pretty good. They had some buzzing, different feelings, chills or heat or pains left their neck and different things like that. So the listener observed all these things and said that you also mentioned offering a teleconference for decloning, which is on Thursdays, every Thursday, and $20. And so what was the difference between the workshop you did where they could be decloned and made whole, and then what happens on the teleconference? So what is the difference between those, and what happens on the teleconference for decloning?
Sure. When I go to the expos, most people listen to the radio programs that we have, and they kind of already know about, being cloned out, clone replicas. They kind of know how to identify them as we talk about different events that happen, maybe in your lives where you're dealing with a clone and they don't understand anything. You know, there's quite a few shows about that and people calling in talking about it and stuff. So what I do when I do the expos, people really are not aware of this at all. So just talking about something like I talk about on the radio programs, it might just, you know, go over their heads, or they may just think, yeah, uh-huh, you know, I don't believe any of this stuff, and walk out of the room. So what I normally do is, and I don't have that many people leaving anymore, over the, you know, probably the last 5 years, they kind of all hang in there. I might lose a couple people, but, you know, that's very good. But typically, most people don't know, you know, they'll read the literature that we have, and all of a sudden they'll show up at the lecture or the workshop. So I just normally just hit it right off the bat, and I'm doing the decloning of people. So it gives them a whole different way of looking at life. And for some people, it's kind of like an eye-opener. It might even shock them a lot to know that they weren't human, that they are a cloned replica. So that's what I do instantly during the workshops and also, you know, the lectures that I have to show them that, you know, this is what's happening to them. For the people that are already know about this here, what I do is, you know, the Wednesday calls, and then on the Wednesday calls, what you do is select a specific problem that you're dealing with. So, like what happens, since you're only you're a human clone, unless you're 100% clone, but typically we'll just say you're a human clone, and you get replaced every 10 minutes. So different factions, different alien races, different aliens, whatever that would be or who they would be, own your real estate and own your GPS location, so they replicate you for 10 minutes. And when you're turned off, you could be turned off for, you know, any amount of time. They're in control of time. But to you, with your mind energy, the mind energy is like put on pause, and they can pause the scene, recreate you, hand over your illnesses to another, say, alien race for the next 10 minutes, and then they replicate you with that same illness so that, you know, your life seems pretty consistent as you're being replicated 6 times an hour. And, you know, just think of it a little differently. Let's just say that one of the programmers forgot to put an arm on you. So it would look pretty weird if they materialized you and you're missing an arm, or maybe your nose wasn't put on properly and it's upside down or something. You would be pretty freaked out for that 10 minutes of time, and hopefully the race that would be getting you next would correct everything if they could even do so. So they normally just replicate you the way you are. You can sometimes have different skin colors. Sometimes your clothes could be fitting differently on you or too loose, too tight. Sometimes your body weight can change as you get switched out. So the call itself that we do is for you to select and locate a specific problem so that when you're regenerated again in that 10 minutes of time, you may not have it any longer. And so this is for a healing process for you. Now, the expo ones that I do, I actually make you human, so I may count up to maybe 200 times as we're taking and disconnecting you from the aliens that are owning your real estate. So 200 aliens have you for the 10 minutes of time, and they haven't sold you any further, then what happens, you know, I'll use the word sold. That's the easiest way, because they're actually like, you know, finding a way to have other alien races own you for 10 minutes. So they're time-sharing you. So what happens is during the expos, you may be able to hold being a true human maybe for maybe a week, possibly 5 days. But if you get into stress or emotional stuff, then they have you again. And at times you can have your body feeling much, much better, and you may have some physical conditions leave you. But on the Thursday calls, I have people focus on an issue, and maybe it might take a half an hour to get that issue released, and then it's typically gone, and then you can work on another one. And this way, you may not be able to get it back again. So the Wednesday or the Thursday calls are a little bit different. And I think Thursday calls actually are more for healing as opposed to you know, being human, which you may think, yeah, that's what I want to do, but you may not be able to hold the energy very long, you know, to do that, because I have to actually hold it for you, allow that space to be, for you to be human. But once you recontract with the aliens, because you're doing a contract with them in a sense, because you're agreeing to be in emotions and not in your heart. So once you recontract, then possibly they could bring back the illnesses that you may have had. Hopefully not. But, you know, I'd like to know if some of the people that were at the expo that have had, you know, an experience or healing there, where maybe something left you, if it's gone now, since we've been, you know, away from the expo for a while now, it'd be nice to know if that was a possibility for you to hang on to the energy to stay human, and then also to have those energies released from you and not to return. So I guess back to you.
So Ron is asking, for anyone listening now who was at that expo, maybe had attended the workshop for the decloning, even the one in Los Angeles where he did the same thing, to please write in right now, and I'll be watching for it. You can write into the fast chat link or to the usual email address, which is clsquestions@yahoo.com. And I'll be watching for those comments, Ron. So what you said basically is that although at the workshop they were decloned and made human, that could hold for a few days, but no guarantees. And then the difference is that the workshop is for after that, or you know, or any time for actual healing for specific physical areas. Correct?
Yeah, for the Thursday night calls. Yes. Uh huh.
Okay, yeah, for the Thursday night calls, which are $20 and are pre-purchased through the website via PayPal, and you'll get a teleconference phone number and a PIN number so you can access the call during the time and to call in a few minutes early if you wish. But they noticed that on the video, on the YouTube video, you had mentioned the conference call sessions. You had suggested that they go to those. And so that would naturally be a good follow-up to the workshop where they were decloned. So they wanted to know, if they saw the decloning on the video, would that also work for them, you know, through the video?
No, it will not. You may feel some of the energy. It could work a little bit, maybe 5%, but it won't be like you were actually, you know, at the event. And we'll be doing it again, very similar lectures and workshops. I have, I believe, two in San Mateo, which will be probably
April 24th.
It's like 4 weeks away from now. I'll be there and doing the same thing for people. So it's just mainly awareness, so that you can realize that, yeah, you know, I didn't realize that I'm a cloned human. And so if you're listening and you're brand new, you're real about 3 hours a month. And hopefully the 3 hours of time is when you're awake. So, and that's how the aliens, these unwanted universal travelers, the ones that are doing all this damage to you and your bodies through abductions. This here is how they attach you to your grid lines where you're living, and ley lines, you could call it, or I call it grid lines, and then also how they have a way to ground the cloned replica of you to that location. So I would think somehow if you were maybe... maybe if you flew a lot on airplanes, they would have probably a more difficult time connecting you, because you're not in one location, a fixed location. Another way to look at it is, you know, you sleep in the same bed every night, so they definitely know where you are for maybe 8 hours of time, where, you know, if you're traveling a lot, then they may be, you know, it might be harder for them to find you. So anyway, we kind of talk about the difference between the Thursday call and what I do at the workshops. So the workshop one is to really wake people up, to show them that they're really, that they've been lied to and that they are abducted every 10 minutes. And when I take away the energies to do so, then all of a sudden they become a human. And boy, if you're in that room and it's being done, you know, for me, the whole room light, you know, gets very bright, and the people get solid, and I can finally see humans. I've been dealing with clone replicas my whole life, and to see actual humans is just quite wonderful. And just the presence of humans is very nice. So anyway, back to you.
You know, Ron, I'm sure that those who are present at the workshop in on the YouTube videos that we can watch from your channel or Mr. Oxygen One's channel, you can see that maybe the energy change after you've decloned everybody. Everyone just sort of, they're standing in the room with you. They look exactly the same, but it's an energy enlightenment or a shift, and you can feel it brighter and hear people's comments. It's really, I'm sure they understand that it's quite a gift that they received from Source Energy and that they were graciously accepting of it and felt very fortunate to be present for that, such a gift, to be made whole and human again for however long it lasts. It must have been felt wonderful. So once you understand what Ron's talking about, if you're new, you are certainly welcome to look more into it and try out one of the live conference call sessions. We're discussing specifically the decloning and Thursday afternoon, 5:30 Pacific time, if you can. And if you can't make it, but you still want to try it, let Ron know in an email that you bought it, but you want to be absentee. And then there's another process you have to do, and that is to ask the light beings during that time what you'd want worked on. And Ron will know that you're absentee. And the light beings will connect with you through Ron. Is that right, Ron?
Yes, that's correct,
Okay, well, we just don't want to leave anyone out, and we don't want to leave any questions dangling or information unsaid. So I think we covered it pretty thoroughly for now, unless anyone has wants to point something out that we might have missed or has another comment. Or actually, Ron's waiting to hear from people who were there about their own personal experience. So please, everyone, write in. And as Ron said, we're going to be going to the Creation Lightship in about 10 minutes. So if you can write in soon, that would be great. And so now, Ron, we've got some comments. One of your listeners sent to you some new cloud photos that they thought were pretty fascinating. And they are going to be added to the CLS Chat Connections page, where you have a whole lot of links on the top there to click, and one of them says photos. There's one, photos of clouds. So that's for everyone to know. If you want to look at some clouds, there's some new ones. Okay, next we have a question from a longtime listener who purchased one of your online clearings called Harmonic Frequencies. And so this is just for this person, so I hope you're listening tonight. But the question is, Ron, that they went to upgrade to unlimited because when they bought it 2 years ago, it was a whole life clearing. Then they found out that the unlimited option's not offered. So wanted to know if they could do repeated clearings of odd harmonics with no unlimited option available. Would you like to address that question? I'm on the site right now if you need some information. I'm on that clearing right now.
That one should be fine to redo, so just go ahead and redo it. I know it's, I think it goes from like 20 years on down, and then 20 years above, I believe.
Now it does.
Yeah, that, now it does. So just,
yeah.
What it does, the harmonic energies, we have harmonic and disharmonic energies. And some of the conference calls that we do on Sundays, the body rejuvenation calls, what we do is I'll count, and I'll do it right now for a sample if you want to actually experience that. So I'm going to count probably 1 through 50. And so I need you to select, focus on, you know, an owie or something wrong with you, whatever that would be, you know, with your body. Or it may not be, being wrong is maybe not the right thing to say, but, you know, we have a problem, okay? A situation, a problem, condition, or something. And when I count the odd numbers, which we'll say is odd harmonics, you know, 1, 3, 5, 7, okay? Those numbers are what the aliens have brought to you to give you discordant energy, so it's not an even harmonic. And then when I count the even numbers, 2, 4, 6, 8, and I'll count from 1, 2, 3, 4 on up to about 50. Each time I have an odd number, that'll be the release of the maybe negativity, the odd harmonics of the energy that you're hanging on to causing your problem. And then when I hit the even number and state that, then it's going to be spirit infusion. So it's taking away an issue. Discordant, you know, information that you have that's causing your problem. And the even one replaces it with peace, which is your spirit energy, and just see if this helps you. So here we go. So again, you need to focus on something, indicate what it is. Maybe wanted to say, oh, I got a belly ache or something, that's fine. Or my left little toe hurts a lot on my, you know, a foot or something like that. Just keep it very simple. Don't go into some long, you know, 25-word a medical thing of what's wrong with you. You know, you just basically have a problem and just give the location. So here we go. So 1, remember it's taken away now. 2, now it's having peace energy, spirit energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. And again, just see if you have any relief there. And I may do this tomorrow. I don't know, every Sunday 8-hour call is a little different, and it's kind of geared to people that have situations, and each one is, it kind of goes with the flow of the people that are on the call. What I want to do now is work with knee energies. So if we have any listeners with a knee condition, maybe you have, maybe you hurt your knees or knee, maybe they're swollen. So I'm going to focus on knees right now and do a clearing for knees. And I'll count to 100 to do that. So this one here is knee conditions. And I want you, you know, maybe to walk first for, you know, if you know you have a problem, then, you know, don't bother walking. But if you don't have a problem, walk right now. And then I want you to walk afterwards. So just maybe take 10 steps away from where you are now, then come back 10 steps. So 20 steps, basically. So you can kind of just see how your body is working. Some people don't walk long enough, you know. They take 2 or 3 steps and then sit down, and I just want you to really focus on kind of how, you know, you're walking. Okay, so here we go. And if you're not seated, it's okay. I'll just start now, then just sit down when you get back to your chair or your bed or whatever. So here we go. Knee conditions. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So again, get up now and, you know, walk 10 steps and then come back in 10 steps and just see maybe if your knees work a little better. Maybe they were a little, maybe they made some noise as you were walking the first time. Maybe they feel kind of raw, maybe like you had gravel in your joints. And just kind of see how they feel right now. And I'd love to have some comments for you or from you. So let's go to the white ship so we don't miss out on that here. And then maybe you can send us a little testimonial to clsquestions@yahoo.com or go on the site that we have. And you can just enter something there. So let's go to the light ship, everybody. So this only works live on the archives. And remember, the healings that we did tonight will only work probably five times for you. So if you listen to it over again or you want to show a friend what we do, it'll work five times for the listener. So here we go. Let's go to the light ship. And this does not work unless you're listening live, but you will feel peace energy. And we can take some requests from people. So here we go. We have some requests already. Very good. So let's go to the light ship, bringing up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And here we go. Going up. I'll count to five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And it looks like the hot tub room is in store for us right now. So I'm seeing like a yellow gel this time. And we're in this energy where the gel goes through your body, helps to release some of the toxins that you have. Next room we're going into will be the rainforest room. And again, what you want to do is request one specific healing that you're dealing with in your body. So don't think of an emotional event or anything else. This is all physical. And here we go, bringing the energy in so you can sense it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we'll go into one of the request rooms here. So we got the deer room. So here we go. Here comes the deers. There's three deers coming. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And next is the dolphin room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And looks like we have the whale room. So we could go into where the golden whales are. We use that a lot for our water charging on Wednesday night. So here's the golden whales. Here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And looks like we have another water spirit here. So this will be the otters. Here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into a room that has the crystal energy, the crystal shield. So here we go. And each one of these crystals will be individual spirit, conscious energies here to help heal you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we've got a couple more here before we come back. So here we go. We have the raccoon. So here comes the raccoon energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And I think we're going to go into the room that has the horses. We haven't been in there for quite a while. And the ponies. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll be doing some amber blood tomorrow on the 8-hour call. So I'll leave that for that room tomorrow. So here we go. Let's go into another one. This is the room to help maybe eliminate some of your addictions or things that's hard to get rid of. This would be the centrifuge room. So here we go. The room is spinning. Think of a situation, a condition, maybe some thought forms that you just can't get rid of. So the room is spinning now, and as you think of a condition or situation or thought that you have that's reoccurring, you're going to see if you're able to sense energies. You can see like a little cloud leave you and get attracted to the spinning walls that are silver right now. And we'll go into one more room. This will be our final room. We'll go on to the room with the silver waterfall. This will help to cleanse you also. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we're coming back from the light ship. And you're going to feel yourself get reconnected to the timeline here. Unfortunately, you have to live here, so that's where you're going to be, is on the timeline. But you're going to be not in time on the timeline. You're going to be in the now on the alien timeline until you start to think a lot. So here we go. Coming back down. May feel the whole room shift as you come down. So here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. So, back to you, Kathy.
Thank you, Ron, for the gentle bring down. And my knees feel great. Actually, that's one of the most requested healings I think you get over the years I've heard is knees. Seems to be some case of repeated injury on the knees more than any others I've ever heard. So I was walking the 10, 15 paces back and forth when you did the healing, and I felt a lot of heat in my knees. And so I wonder if anyone else felt anything, and if so, that was a release of densities, and also will allow more of your spirit to come back to make you more whole in that area. And that's just one of the wonderful sample healings Ron does that are also found online in some of his physical healings that he has, as well as the whole body clearings that we already talked about. Ron, someone asked, while we're on the light chip, could they ask for possibly getting cavities healed in their mouth and their teeth? Cavities.
Yeah, yes, and you want to, you know, request that continuously throughout each room, yeah. So that is a possibility, uh-huh. What I'll do is count to 50 on that. If you have cavities, I don't know what's going to happen, but we'll see. Maybe you might have a problem with your teeth. Maybe you have a gum infection or something. And so, you know, you may want to get some skin misting water could work. And also get some water, you know, on the water charging page. It's $1. And charge some water up, maybe mouthwash or something. And that may help you out, too. But here we go. We'll focus on something inside of your mouth. So if you have a condition of something, request healing right now. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Well, this may have helped you. What you need to do if your mouth is hurting, remember, pain draws entities, so you want to get on that entity clearing. So that's one of the ones that should probably be a must on your list to get a whole lifetime entity clearing and then get the unlimited version. Because entities are here all the time. Especially if you have a problem of being accident prone or something. As soon as you start having body pain, you know, you may be getting a couple hundred entities attaching to you. And it's much harder to get rid of that pain because they are living off of the pain and giving you their pain. And so you have your little pain plus tons of their pain, lots of their pain. And they may even like you enough to want to live with you. So, it could be your worst nightmare. So, anyway, entity clearings is probably one of the must clearings, that and the emotional one, but I would say you want to get unlimited for. So, back to you.
Yes, and Ron, you have more information about the entity clearing from yesterday's show, Friday, March 27th, talked about entities quite a bit in many of our radio programs on the archives. The subject of entities comes up again and again, and it's amazing how they do manifest themselves and cause a lot of disruption in our lives. and how easy it is to pick them up if we're not prepared. But fortunately, the creationlightship.com website offers solutions, and there's a lot of information on there you can look up also. And so entities, yes, very important to clear, and they're always with us. And so, Ron, I wanted to ask or mention, when you mentioned the water for the person who asked about the cavities, and I want to thank the listener for mentioning that, because Ron just did a healing, sample healing for us for cavities, which sure affects all of us. So thank you very much, listener. And I also wanted to further mention that Ron has water activation that's predefined. He mentioned it already, but you can select your own kind of light-coated water, for those who don't know. And you can look on the left side of his website. It will say water activation light under light infusion. And if you can click on that, and it'll go all the way down. You can read what the healing says. It has a lot of information on there. And there is one for mouthwash water. So I imagine that's what you were referring to, Ron, when you said they could buy for $1 some water for their cavities in their mouth. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Mouthwash. Okay. I know, Ron, you do activate water for us during the 8-hour conference calls, but in the event that you need some immediately or you aren't going to be on the 8-hour conference call, there's a lot of great waters here you can have activated. Hold it while you activate it. It takes about a minute, I think. Yeah. And then it's yours to drink right then and there. And it really does go to work. Plenty of testimonies in that regard. But we just don't mention this often enough. It's got a lot of good choices on here. So I invite you to look up the light-coated water on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And for $1, you can really get a lot out of it. Okay, so thanks again for that, Ron. Now, someone needs assistance with a healing, wants to know what clearing you would recommend. Okay, they want to take their spirit back from a person who they went to help, and then their life suffered in the process.
Oh dear. So it may not be their spirit energy that got stuck there. Let's see. Is this one that just...
It's a family member they knew before Creation Lightship. And they gave their spiritual energy away, and then this person's life improved, but theirs didn't.
Hmm.
They want to take their spirit back from that person. You know, sometimes
yeah.
You feel like you bring somebody good luck, and then your luck ran out. Sort of like that. It was not a fair exchange.
Yeah, so... What sometimes, it may not be the spirit energy, okay? You may have given him a energy transfer or like a balancing. And so maybe you were feeling really strong, having maybe a lot of energy, which could indicate or even, you know, show up as having, you know, a better life, we'll say, a good life. And what you did is you balanced them out and you gave them part of your good. And by doing so, you drop down, you know, maybe from an 8 of really being good down to maybe a 5. And maybe they were also at maybe a 1 or a 2 when they popped up, and they became a 5. So you helped them, and you dropped down. So you actually gave away some of your, maybe your body life force energy. So... Let me see. Let me think what you can do here. What clearing to do for that? It would be like a spirit body, or like maybe like a life force retrieval. That's what I think happened. You gave your life force away, and maybe at that you took on their issues because you became, or having, you had less life force, so you're weakened, you're running lower energy, and you took on their stuff, and their stuff actually, you know, like on your psychic billboard, you became them, and you were drawing things to you that they were drawing, maybe, because you chose to give them your whatever it would be, your abundance, your creativity, and it just helped them move forward. But you lost out because you gave away your essence. So let's see if we can do a retrieval for that. So if anybody out there has had that happen to them, I'll see if I can bring back the energy. I can do it for one person that you gave the energy to. I'm not going to do it for a group of people, but I'll do it for one person. So here we go. This is one person that you connected yourself with through energetic cording, and they sucked the life out of you, okay? And you willingly gave it to them. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to bring your energy back to you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There, the energy should be back up with you now. So I guess a lesson to be learned, if there would be one, is never to give away your life force energy. I know there's probably some TV programs or movies that's been out where maybe somebody is in the, you know, ready to die, and somebody wills their energy to that person so they'll live longer. And sometimes a person will actually survive and be healthy, and the person that gave the energy away is kind of shriveling up, and they die of that illness. So that you don't want to have happen. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, and Ron, another thing is that can we command our energy back from that person?
You should be able to, yes. Uh-huh.
Good to know, because while you were doing the healing, you suggested one person, but I'm sure we can think of many people that we would like to, you know, like you said, you learn, but it's too late, right? Now you know. But we can command, if it comes up in our mind, we think, wow, I did this and that and this and that for this person, and I kind of got the short end of it, we can command our energy back.
Yes.
Simple as that. Okay. Then, all right. Then the next question is, this person's got a similar situation. Their parents are telling them that they miss them, they want them to come home, etc. And it feels like they're pulling on this person energetically. The family's trying to get something from them. And so the person bought and did the whole lifetime energetic people cording removal.
Perfect.
Right. Okay. So should this person continue to do this, or should there be another clearing? And also, how about the command, my spirit back?
Yeah, you could get that as a unlimited version if you bought the full lifetime one. And you may just want to, maybe they want you to come back to them because they're getting emotional mileage from you. So you may want to do an emotional clearing for those people. That would be probably the best thing, so they're not emotionally attached to you. So if your mother has more of the attachment than your father, will say, then clear your mother first and just see what happens. Maybe, you know, that things could balance out that way. Or, you know, maybe your father. But regardless, there's an emotional attachment wanting them to, for you to see them. And so, you know, whatever's going on, that's kind of it. And it could be a soul family agreement. So, you know, what I would probably do is you're doing the right thing by the, you know, the cording release. But they may feel the cords being released from them and actually maybe pull a little stronger on you. So you may want to do the entity one. I mean, not entity, but the, you know, emotional. And the reason why I mentioned entity, I'm seeing some entities, and maybe the entities in those people want to see you too. But I think if you got rid of their emotions and the reason why they're trying to bring you back, maybe the entities would leave also. So, and, you know, you may even want to divorce your parents. That's another way to look at it, you know, and do a complete separation from them. So that you may be able to do yourself. I don't do that, but, you know, you may want to just kind of look at that situation if they're trying to interfere with your life too much because they want to live their life through you. You know, you should have free will, free choice. So, you know, I think the emotional clearing may be needed on them. So what do you think, Kathy?
I think that this is a really hard problem to deal with, and I've seen it so often in people who are really pulled by their parents and really do try to keep them close. So much so that in order to even get away and have any kind of life at all, they've had to leave the country, just move the whole country away just to be free, to get away and be in a whole different time zone so they could have some kind of a life. So this is and this is how bad it can get. And also divorcing them is, you know, it's basically the same as divorcing them, but you're not really officially doing that. It's just, you know, getting far away as you can. Physically, and that's really hard to do if you can't manage that. But on the other hand, if you can do some of these healings, thank goodness we have the energetic cording people removal and the family soul contracts healing as well.
And then you also have the dark side practitioner, because if they keep thinking of you all the time, then they're cording you psychically and maybe trying to, you know, get you to come back if that's what the situation is. So that would be a dark side practitioner. And maybe they are taking their situation to their church. Oh, my daughter or something, you know, is not seeing me any longer, and can you please pray for that person to come and see me? Ask Jesus for help, you know. So that could be a possibility. So that would be a dark side practitioner, somebody who, you know, engages other people or one person to work on you. That gets into the spells and witchcraft stuff too, you know, and these spiritual practices that people do to take over somebody. So you may want to also do that if you think that's happening. But it all depends, you know, how it's affecting you, you know. If you feel like you're getting their thoughts all the time, then you know, that's what you probably want to do as the dark side practitioner. If it's just that, you know, they call you once a week to come over to visit them and you don't want to do it, that's something else. But, you know, there's always different ways to look at it, and how much, you know, do they have you under their spell? And another thing, going sideways here, but are they your handler? You know? So look at that one, too. So back to you, Kathy.
Yes, okay, and the clearing you just mentioned is on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, under recommended healings, because it's that important. Under that box on the left side, it's called Dark Side Mind Control Clearing. Ron called it Dark Side Practitioner. He just meant practitioner is anybody who thinks of somebody else is practicing that dark side mind control, whether you're aware of it or not. So that's why it's called Dark Side Mind Control Practitioner Clearing in full. So you don't want you to get confused as to what he was actually talking about. So it's Dark Side Control Mind Control Clearing, and it's a whole life clearing, and plenty of testimonies right there on the website that make it quite valuable, quite useful in this situation, and for anybody who's thinking of you and you thinking of them. Clears all that energy. That can really add up over the years. So let's see, another question in a similar aspect is someone had their parents, wondering if their parents are their handler. They're adopted, and even with different genetics, they must have a soul family contract. Thinking about this because they found out that the job they have is almost the same occupation as their dad, and their brother is in the same field that their mother worked in. All these years, I never knew what he did, and shocked to hear that we're in the same field of work, the same line of work. So they've been doing timeline crashes and will continue with different clearings. Interesting, huh?
Yeah, that's how it happens. You know, the genetics, that your genetics, in a sense, will put you into the caste system. That's the way it works. That's probably why, in the older years, maybe even today, some people, like in the older days, the people had to marry into royalty to keep those bloodlines of royalty, of let's say of abundance of money. You know, if they found somebody that wasn't, a peasant, and they married a peasant, they'd probably, get disowned because they corrupted their genetics, and marrying a peasant, we'll say, would lower the DNA because the peasant doesn't know, in a sense, what money is. So that's kind of what happens there. So the caste system is kind of what you're looking at, and that's through your genetics as what you and why you're doing what you're doing. And if you want to change that somewhat, the clearing that I have is the, I think it's called Spirit Fetus Infusion. And what that does, it allows you to get a little more insight on what you want to do. So if you're, if you're good at sweeping floors, we'll say, and you want to be a little more efficient at it, then you can bring in some more DNA on sweeping floors. Maybe instead of being a sweeper, you could be the a manager, or the owner of a sweeping business or something. But what it does, it'll allow you to take and bring forth more DNA from your genetic pool that's inside of you, because you're only using so much of what you know for your talent. And so you can bring in more, and you do that week by week. And it also works with your physical body to maybe improve it. If you, are an athlete and you want to run a little faster or do something quicker, then you can bring more genetic information forward, and your body then will respond to it. So it can give you maybe a 5% edge or so from what you have right now just by doing that clearing, and you have to input what you want to have happen. So back to you.
I think it's interesting they recognize that they had a soul family contract, genetics or not. Okay, yep. So Ron, one other testimony, and in regard to a program you had a couple of days ago. I'm not sure, it might have been Wednesday, but they were thanking you for the healing the other night regarding pets. They moved somewhere, and they couldn't keep their pets. And it sounded like you pulled up a story from their past. And it was wonderful to see what he or she writes. It was wonderful to see my cat's image. And knowing you helped him be free from me, I was his mama. We needed to bottle feed him, bringing him home when he was only a day or two old as a kitten. She's so grateful. She really misses that cat, too, but now she can be at peace. Very nice. Thank you for writing that. That had to be a little bit touching, Had to be a little bit hard to write that in. But I really appreciate that because, the Creation Light Ship does restore us with some peace on these even more difficult emotional issues.
So what I'll do is a clearing for heartache for people who lost a pet or animal. So here we go, releasing that energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so we'll just end our program here. So thank you, Kathy. And what we're going to do is the mind-to-heart drop. And so the next expo that we're having is in San Mateo, April 24th through the 26th. You can go on and look up New Living Expo. So here we go, everybody. You want to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. And that way you're at peace. So this you can do, you know, half a dozen times a day, but you must say it out loud or whisper it. So here we go, dropping down. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everyone, thank you, and hopefully you'll be on the 8-hour call tomorrow. Blessings. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, people in the background there, and BBS.
Goodbye, everyone.